启示录中的救赎论啊。
The theory of redemption in the book of Revelation.
其实也是从救赎的观点啊来看启示录。
We are going to look into the book of Revelation from the perspective of redemption.
好像说从宣教的观点，我们可以再查考使徒行传。
For instance, we can study the book, the Acts of the Apostles through the perspective of evangelism.
那因为这个启示录非常的深。
Revelation is a profound book.
如果要严格讲启示录的救赎论，一切都要从启示录里面出来。
And if we want to strictly limit ourselves to the scope of the book of Revelation, we can only talk about redemption within that scope.
我想就是有一些用到其他的圣经节啊，所以题目就是救赎论。
And I think since there are other references to redemption, we will also cite other passages from the Bible.
我想用几个重点跟大家来讨论这个题目。
And I'd like to highlight several important points.
第一个是救赎的必要性。
First of all, the importance of redemption.
第二个救赎所带来的功效。
Second, the efficacy of redemption.
第三个神的救赎计划已实现。
Third, the plan and manifestation of redemption.
第四个救赎的条件。
And fourth,The criteria of redemption.
第五个最后就是救赎完成，最后的完成。
Fifth, the completion of redemption.
如果我们要了解这个救赎的必要性，我们需要了解人类的现况。
To understand the importance of redemption, we first need to understand the current situation of mankind.
对人的现况不了解。我们就不会觉得救赎的重要。
If we do not understand the current situation of mankind, we will not understand the importance of redemption.
因为我们看到有很多人他活在世界活得很好，他觉得他不需要信仰。
There are many people in this world who are very complacent with their lives, and they do not think they need faith.
为什么他觉得他不需要信仰？
Why is it that they don't think they need faith?
我想从圣经的观点来讲，就是他对自己的境况并没有认识。
I think these people do not realize their situation in which they find themselves.
那为什么一个人对人的境况没有办法认识？
And why is it that they do not understand the situation they find themselves?
原因就是我们在看事情都是用人的眼光来看事情。
And the reason is that we always see our situation through our own perspective.
如果我们把它眼光提高到神的角度来看事情。
But if we elevate our perspective to the divine perspective,
提到属灵的层面来看
，to a spiritual plane,
那我们对人类的现况就有更清楚的了解。
Then we will have a deeper understanding of our current situation.
我们就会更需要救赎。
Then we will understand all the more we need redemption.
所以神在拣选保罗的时候，叫他要往外邦人去传福音。
When God elected Paul, he wanted him to go to the Gentiles to preach the gospel.
叫他们眼睛得开。
So that these people may open their eyes.
这个眼睛得开是指着属灵的眼睛。
Obviously.These are spiritual eyes that he was referring to.
眼睛一得开以后，就可以看到救赎的重要性。
When their eyes are open, they will see the importance of redemption.
但是我们现在大部分的人，照圣经里面讲心眼被魔鬼弄瞎。
But unfortunately, most people of the world are being blinded by Satan.
所以，眼睛没有开。
That is why their eyes are not open.
对现况认识不是很清楚。
And they are very ambiguous about their own situation.
我们人活着的现况
，our current situation.
我们从三点来看，从这个现况里面来认识我们需要救恩。
Can be seen from three different perspectives, from which we can understand the importance of redemption.
只有救恩才能够解决人类的现况的问题。
Only God's redemption can save us from our current situation.
第一个现况就是人活在罪里面。
The first situation is that we live in sin.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
但是这是我们常常在传福音最大的障碍。
But this is also the greatest obstacle for us to further the gospel.
就是要让人认识自己的罪。
We need to let others realize their own sins.
现在的人不容易接受。
These days, people do not accept this fact.
甚至我们在布道会里面也尽量不要以罪做入门，说你有罪，所以你要信耶稣。
And even in our evangelistic services, we try to avoid focusing on sin.
我们常常以神的恩典来入门。
We often introduce the gospel with the grace of God.
但是到最后，我们人需要救赎，最根本的原因是因为我们有罪。
But the fundamental reason we need redemption is simply because we all have sin.
所以一个人如果信耶稣，对这一点没有一个认识。
And if someone who believes in God does not have a full understanding of this fact,
他对神的恩典可能不会有很大的感谢。
Then he or she may not have gratitude towards the grace of God.
他对救赎的这种把握也可能不会很清楚。
Maybe he does not have a firm grasp of the redemption that God has given us.
所以罗马书里面说我们犯罪亏缺神的荣耀。
That is why in Romans it is said that we have sin and fall short of the glory of God.
我们从创世纪看神在看他的创造，再从启示录来看，神看他所创造的人，我们发现结论不一样。
We see that God will come to a different conclusion if he were to compare the creation he created in the book of Genesis versus the humankind that he sees in the book of Revelation.
那从这个不一样里面我们可以看出那个原因在哪。
And from this conclusion, we will see what the difference is.
首先我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
31节
Verse 31.
创世纪第一章的三十一节
Genesis chapter 1 verse 31.
从27节
Verse 27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是按他的形象造男造女。31节
31.
神看一切都是好的。在第六天神造人。
On the sixth day, God created man.
那人是不一样的，人是用神的形象造的。
And man was created differently. He was created in the image of God.
跟其他所有的创造都不一样。
So this man was different from all the creation that he had done.
那三十一节说，神看一切都是好的。
In verse 31, God saw that all that he had made was good.
好的就是表示完全的。
To be good is to be perfect.
不需要再改变。
It does not need to be improved upon.
是好的。
It is good.
那圣经又说神祝福给赐福给这个他赐福给人。
And the Bible also tells us that God blessed man.
因为神看是好的，神赐福给他。
Because God saw that his creation was good, therefore God blessed him.
这个是神起初创造的那个神在看他本身的创造。
And this was God, how God see his own creation.
但是如果我们到了启示录再看约翰所看到的意象里面。
But if we were to look into the revelation that John saw.
他所得到的启示。
The revelation that John received.
也就是从神的眼光再来看这个世界。
In other words, his revelation is the perspective through which God sees the world.
我们就发现这个世界并不是美好的。
Then we realize that this world is no longer good.
所以这个世界里面有很多不完美。
There are many imperfections in this world.
有很多的缺点。
There are many shortcomings.
有很多的罪恶。
Many sins.
到最后有死亡。
And that would ultimately lead to death.
那这个差别我们从创世纪就看得出来，就是因为亚当犯罪。
And the difference between Genesis and Revelation is simply because Adam sinned.
罪进到这个世界里面。
And sin entered into the world.
那这个是罪进到这个世界，第一个就是使人失去神的形象。
And when sin entered into the world, we as human beings lost the image of God.
所以创世纪里面, 记载, 神照他的形象造人。
The Bible records in the book of Genesis that God created man in the image of him.
但是到了启示录我们看到, 神所要惩罚的这些人, 在他的身上并没有神的形象。
But we can see that all those that God will punish in the book of Revelation do not have the image of God.
所以人类的现况就是我们活着,但是我们没有起初神所创造那神的形象。
So our current status is such that even though we're created by God, we have failed to live up to the image of God.
所以在神的眼中,我们人不完全。
So in the eyes of God, we are not perfect.
也在神的眼中,我们失去了做人的价值。
And in the eyes of God, we have lost the value as a man he created.
因为人没有神的形象。
Because we do not have the image of God.
那在启示录的第三章里面,
Revelation chapter 3,
比方说在第三章的, 14节开始,
verse 14,
然后他在提到, 老底家教会,
about the church in Laodicea.
那从这里我们可以看到, 神在看一个人的价值跟 人在看人的价值是不一样。
From this passage, we see that there is a huge discrepancy between how we see ourselves versus how God sees us.
17节。
Verse 17.
你已经富足，已经发财，是一样都不缺，却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的，在人看起来。
From the human perspective,
人的价值是从外面 加进来的。
Our worth is defined by external things.
所以这个价值是用人的标准来判断的。
And these external things are gauged by human judgment.
但是在神看起来,
but through divine perspective,
人看起来有价值的, 神看起来, 价值并不在那里。
All these things that humans think are valuable are not so.
所以是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
And that is why verse 17 says that they are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
所以人犯罪, 失去神的形象, 在神面前, 人失去了价值。
So since we have sinned, we have lost our value before God.
那罗马书里面在提到我们犯罪以后就受到罪的辖制。
And the book of Romans tells us that once we have sinned, we fall into the bondage of sin.
这个也是我们需要救赎一个很重要的原因。
And this is one very important reason we need redemption.
一个人犯罪,罪进到世界。
One man sin, and sin enter into the world.
这个世界就受到罪的辖制。
And the world was bounded by sin.
所以保罗在这个归主之前,
that is why before Paul was converted,
他有行善的心,
he had a desire to do good,
但是他没有办法做出来,
but he was not able to do what he had intended to do.
他有立志不作恶, 但是他一直去做,
he willed not to do evil, and yet he did the very evil that he did not want to do.
所以这个罪啊, 在控制一个人, 罪性,
and sin was controlling him.
那在启示录里面, 我们也可以看得出来,
we can see similar situations in the book of Revelation.
当然这个没有得救的人,他不但在罪里面, 他也是罪性所辖制。
Of course, those who have sinned not only live in sin, but are also bounded by sin.
在这个最后一章, 后面里面有讲第二次的死。
In the last passages of the book of Revelation, it mentions the second death.
那里面有提到很多的罪。
And there are also mentioned many sins.
里面包括, 犯奸淫的, 还有一些, 杀人的,
adultery and murder.
这个都是一种, 罪的瑕疵。
These are all bondages of sin.
那已经得救的, 好像在这个, 七个教会里面。
And of those who are saved, as in those in the seven churches,
我们看他们还是有缺点。
They still are with their faults.
也就是说, 虽然罪得到赦免, 但是还有罪性的存在。
In other words, even though these people are saved, they still have remains of sin.
啊, 这个是, 啊, 我们人类的现况。
So this is the current status of our humankind.
第二点。
Second point.
因为人有罪, 所以死就临到这个世界。
Death came into this world due to sin.
那启示录里面我们可以看到死有两种。
And we can see two kinds of death in the book of Revelation.
我们首先来看14章。
Chapter 14.
启示录14章的13节。
Chapter 14, verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
这里说, 在主里面而死的人有福。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
这句话把死分作两类。
This statement categorizes death in two ways.
一个叫做在主里面而死。
The first, those who die in the Lord.
但另外一个就是不在主里面而死。
And the second, those who do not die in the Lord.
不管是在主里不在主里面。 结论就是, 人都会死。
Whether in or outside of the Lord, man will die.
所以到了, 启示录的后面, 我们就看到提到很多的死。
That is why towards the end of the book of Revelation, we see many mentions of death.
最后, 一两章, 我们可以看到审判来临的时候, 提到很多的死。
When the judgment comes, as described in the last two chapters of Revelation, we see many deaths.
对，这是人类的现况。
And this is our current situation.
就是我们肉体会死。
Our physical body will perish.
因为肉体会死, 所以使人生, 失去了真正的一个意义。
Because we perish, we lose the significance of living.
如果没有救赎啊, 死的事情没有办法解决, 人活着没有意义。
Without redemption and without the hope of resurrection, we live for nothing.
Yeah, 因为人没有目标。
Because then, we do not have a goal.
虽然人很忙。
Even though we are constantly busy.
但是没有目标的忙碌是没有意义的。
Yet, busyness without objective is in vain.
没有目标的忙碌是没有价值的。
And busyness without any objective is useless.
那死人失去真正的目标。
And death, death would render all our objectives obsolete.
所以人的一生变成很虚空。
That is why our life is vain.
所罗门在传道书里面提到虚空。
Solomon mentioned about vanity of this life.
我想到最后归结也是因为他打不开死的这个结。
And I think ultimately he could not find a solution to death.
在 诗篇里面摩西提到他的一生。
In the book of Psalms, Moses talked about his life.
我们可以来看一下啊, 诗篇的90篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇的第10节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是70岁, 若是强壮的可以到80岁。 但是其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，我们就转眼成空，如飞而去。这是我们很熟的一节圣经节。This
is a very familiar verse.
人活七八十岁。
The length of our days is 70 years.
充满着劳苦跟愁烦。And
yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.
我们如飞而去，就是死亡来到。For
they quickly pass and we fly away, meaning we die.
我们的努力在死亡的时候全部都归空。
Our toil will be in vain upon death.
所以这个死的可怕。 肉体死的可怕。
So physical death is dreadful.
拆散了我们所爱的人。
Death separates us from loved ones.
或者爱你的人。
Or those who love us.
或者你的家庭。
Or our family.
这是第一个启示录里面提到肉的死。
And this is a physical death as mentioned in the book of Revelation.
这个死是因为罪来到世界，所以死就临到这个世界。
And this death is a consequence of sin entering the world.
那如果没有救赎的话，这个问题没有办法解决。
Without redemption, we cannot solve the problem of death.
好，人活得变成好，非常的没有意义。
And that is why, without redemption, we live in vain.
但是如果我们读到启示录的二十章，我们就发现更可怕的不是肉死。
But if we read Revelation 20, we realize that what's more dreadful is not just the physical death.
人最怕的是肉死，但是从圣经看起来最可怕不是肉死。
From our perspective, physical death seems to be the most dreadful, and yet from a spiritual perspective, it is not.
因为圣经告诉我们，肉死是灵魂离开肉体。
The Bible defines physical death as our soul departing from our body.
肉体好像一个房子。
Our body is just like a house.
所以肉死等于那个真正的我离开那个房子。
When we die physically, our soul leaves the house, which is our body.
那真正可怕的是灵的死。
What's really frightening is spiritual death.
好，我们现在看启示录的二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation 20.
启示录的二十章
Revelation 20 Verse 14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
再看再到这里就可以好这里讲被扔在火湖里面这个火湖就是第二次的死。
The lake of fire is the second death.
这是最可怕的。
This is the most dreadful.
因为这个第二次的死，照圣经里面描写，是离开神的面。
The second death refers to a departure from the presence of God.
我们看这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章
First Thessalonians chapter 1
第九节
Verse 9 First Thessalonians chapter 1 Verse 9 For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us
后书对不起后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. Verse 8. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
这个地方在讲说要受的刑罚就是永远的沉沦。
What is said here is that they will be punished with everlasting destruction.
这个永远沉沦是什么?
What is everlasting destruction?
就是离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
It is to be shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power.
也就是在灵界里面，神是光。
In the spiritual realm, God is light.
在灵界里面，神是爱。
In the spiritual realm, God is love.
所以这个离开神就是表示在灵界里面没有光也没有爱。
So to be shut out from the presence of the Lord is to be shut out of the light and the love of God.
所以这个灵死第二次的死是指着我们灵魂在一个没有光没有爱的一个地方。
And so spiritual death means that we will be present in a place where there is no light nor love.
这个是地狱，是第二次的死。
And that is hell, and that is the second death.
那这是最可怕的。
That is also the most dreadful.
你想想看，如果我们活在地上你在地上也没有一个人爱你，你也没有爱任何一个人，那还有什么活可以值得活下去
？Just imagine, what good is it to live in this world? If you have no one to love and no one loves you.
我记得在几年前 美国有一个人啊，犯了很严重的罪，要被枪毙。
I still remember that there was a criminal many years ago who was about to be executed.
啊，那有一个基督教的这个辅导家去监狱访问他。
A Christian counselor went to prison to counsel him.
我们可能很多人都有看过这个新闻。
We might have come across this news.
啊，就问他说，你为什么犯这样的罪？
So the counselor asked him, why did you commit such a grave crime?
他说他在地上没有人爱他，他也没有爱任何一个人。
And he said, no one loves me and I love no one.
哦，因为没有爱，所以他觉得活得没有意义。
Because his life was without love, he did not find any meaning in life.
啊，如果我们工作一天很辛苦，你没有家可以回。
How would you think if you work a long day and has no home to return to?
啊，你在世界上没有一个人爱你。
Just imagine if no one loves you in this world.
那这个生活怎么活下去？
Then how could you possibly live?
所以沉沦呢，就是进到一个没有爱的地方。
And so to be in destruction is to be without love.
这是第二次的事。
And that is the second death.
哎，这是可怕。
It is dreadful.
再就没有光。
Secondly, it is also a place without light.
当然这是指的生命的光。
Of course, this refers to the light of life.
灵界里面的光。
A spiritual light.
在圣经里面讲墨黑的幽暗。
And the Bible also describes the gloom of darkness.
这是所谓第二次死所要到的地方。
And that is a place where all those who experience spiritual death will go.
而且这是永远的。
And that is also an everlasting death.
好，我们再看马可福音第九章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音的第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
48节。
Verse 48. Mark chapter 9, verse 48. Where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
49.
Everyone will be salted with fire.
Okay. 这里主耶稣在讲这个救恩的重要性。
Jesus here is talking about the importance of salvation.
在四十一节说，如果一只眼叫你跌倒，你宁可把它去掉一只眼进神的国，强如有两只眼下到地狱里面。
Verse 47, and if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell.
眼就是很重要的一部分。
Our eyes are important parts of the body.
所有身体不健全当中，大概眼睛看不到的最可怜。
And I think of all the disabilities one may experience, losing our sight is probably the worst.
但是这么重要，如果会因为这样你跌倒，宁可把它拿掉。
But even then, if our eyes cause us to sin, let's pluck them out so that we may enter into the kingdom of God.
这也就表示说，为了要进到神的国，任何代价都可以付出。
This is to say that to enter into the kingdom of God, we are willing to pay any price.
因为如果没有进到神的国里面。
Because if we do not enter the kingdom of God,
就丢到地狱里面了。
We will be thrown into hell.
这是第二次的死。
And that is the second death.
那就是从不会死、火不会灭的地方。
And that is a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
当然，这是一种形容词。
Of course, this is only descriptive.
就是这里面的受苦是我们在地面上所没有办法想象、形容的。
In other words, the suffering in hell is worse than anything we can ever imagine on earth.
所以人类需要救赎。
That is why we need redemption.
因为摆在我们前面是肉的死。
Because right in front of us is the physical death.
什么时候都可能来到。
That could happen to us anytime.
肉的死之后有灵的死。
But after physical death comes spiritual death.
这是每一个人都会经历到的。
And that is something that everyone will experience.
这是可怕的。
It is dreadful.
所以人需要救赎。
That is why we need redemption.
所以有的人说，为什么人生下来会哭呢？
That is why some people are wondering why infants cry when they were born.
当然从, 科学上来解释就会呼吸,
of course, from a scientific point of view, they are crying because they can breathe.
但是如果从哲理上来讲, 因为生在这个世界上会死。
But philosophically, they cry because they just begin their journey to death.
因为人活在罪里面。
Because we all live in sin.
所以需要救赎。
That is why we need redemption.
那第三个,
Third,
在我们没有死之前,
before we die,
活在神的震怒里面,
we live under the wrath of God.
我们先来看, 几节的圣经节。 约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
36节。
36. John chapter 3 verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains in him, on him.
这里讲哦, 如果一个人, 没有得救赎, 神的震怒,
Those who reject the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
所以有时候我们看到在世界上很多人，我们会很羡慕。
We may admire some people of this world.
羡慕他的生活，羡慕他的成就。
We admire the level of life that they live.
但是如果我们再从属灵的眼光来看。
But from a spiritual perspective,
我们就有时候觉得没有什么可以羡慕了。We
find that there's nothing to be admired about.
神的震怒天天在他身上。
Because God's wrath is upon these people.
摩西也本身啊, 摩西曾经面对面跟神讲话。
Moses once talked to God face to face.
在他的诗篇里面啊, 我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
第七节,
Verse 7.
诗篇九十篇的第七节,
Psalm 90, verse 7. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
第八,
Verse 8. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
这里说, 我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
摩西看过神发怒。
Moses has witnessed the wrath of God.
以色列百姓拜偶像。
The Israelites had worshipped idols.
他在前面他说, 我们的罪孽摆在你的面前。
You have set our iniquities before you.
罗马书里面, 罗马书里面在描写, 我们看罗马书的第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第九,
verse 9. Romans 5, verse 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
第四节,
verse 10. For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
这里说我们跟神是仇敌。
Here it says that we are God's enemies.
所以, 在神的愤怒之中,
and we were in the wrath of God.
没有救赎,
so before we had redemption, we live in the wrath of God.
那在巴比伦, 在启示录里面,
in Revelation,
在提到, 神愤怒的刑罚,
it mentions the punishments resulting from the wrath of God.
这个是在主耶稣再来之前会发生的。
And that will happen before the Lord comes again.
我们现在看这个第八章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8.
启示录的第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
第八章十三节。
Revelation chapter 8, verse 13. Verse 13, as I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair, calling out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other three angels."
所以说，听见一个飞鹰宣传，三位天使吹号，住在地上的，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
I heard an angel that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth."
神看他所造一切都是好，在创世纪。
In the book of Genesis, God saw that everything was good.
那现在神宣布说有祸了。But
now, God proclaimed punishment to these people.
因为人住在神的愤怒当中，人有罪。Because
men have sinned.
那到启示录的15章，
Revelation 15，
好，我们看这个先看11章，
11，
11章的13节，
Verse 13, at that very hour there was a severe earthquake, and the tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. 14. The second woe had passed. The third woe is coming soon.
这个地方在讲三个灾祸。
This passage talks about three calamities.
第一个灾祸是13节里面说的。
The first is in verse 13.
这是吹第五号的时候。
At the time when the fifth trumpet sounded.
第二个灾祸是吹第六号的时候。
And the second calamity happened at the blowing of the sixth trumpet.
这是记载在第八章、第九章。
In chapter 8 and 9.
那进入第三个灾祸。
The third woe.
这里说快到了。
The third world is coming soon.
这个第三个灾祸就是到后面里面吹七号里面后面有记载七碗的灾祸。
And the third world refers to those recorded in the seven bowls.
我们看这个十五章。
In chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1. I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with the seven last plagues, last because with them God's wrath is completed.
这里说神大怒在这个七灾中发尽。Because
with them God's wrath is completed.
所以这个七碗倒下来，这个世界末了之前，七碗神的愤怒倒下来，这个是人难以想象。
And when the seven bowls are poured out, and that is God's wrath is poured out, we cannot imagine how calamitous that would be.
所以，我们人类的现况就是活在这个神的愤怒当中，会带来神的灾祸跟神的毁灭。So
if we were to continue to live in God's wrath, we will hit upon ourselves the calamities God would give us.
好，我们看16章的17节。
Chapter 16, verse 17. Verse 17. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne, saying, "It is done."
这个地方在讲，说，七位天使把碗倒在空中，就大声从殿里说，成了。
The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, "It is done."
我们圣经里面看这个成了，主耶稣讲过一次，就在十字架上。
It is done is also said by Jesus on the cross.
在十字架上那个成是指的，他把他救恩的预备已经完成了。When
Jesus said, "It is done," on the cross, He had completed salvation, redemption.
流出了宝血出来。
He shed his blood.
但到了这个地方讲这个成了。But
in Revelation, it also mentions that it is done.
这个成了就是指着神的愤怒到这个地方大概已经都全部都 倒出来了，已经完成了。
And this refers to the fact that the wrath of God has been completed.
所以我们这啊，活在神的震怒当中。
That is why if we were to continue to live in the wrath of God,
主耶稣再来之前呢，会有大的灾祸。
We will also experience the great calamity before Jesus comes again.
到最后就是永远的刑罚。
And ultimately, there will be eternal punishment.
就是启示录二十章里面讲。
In Revelation 20.
所以这是人类的现况。
So this is our current situation.
基于这个现况，所以我们需要救赎。
And because of this situation, we need redemption from God.
我们下一节再来，从启示录再来看一些救赎所带给我们的果效。
And in our next session, we'll study the results of redemption.
一起默祷。